Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sam and Greg, right Sports there. Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I alluded to this at the end of last break. I want to read this to you. I think you will understand who this is from while I'm reading this. But this was a letter that was penned, a statement. And as I said, you will understand who this is. I hate reading on here. Let me get my glasses on here. Right. And I got to get in my position, my reading position.
Yeah, look at this, man. Well, yeah, why man. Is that necessary?
Because you got to get closer.
Folks,
you know?
I wish y'all could see what he's doing here.
Isn't that what the glasses are for, though?
No, it really
is. Well,
dude.
Because I'm reading this off this over like thing. That. Because I want to get – y'all ain't read on the radio before, have you?
Look at this.
If you have, you know to make sure – well, as much as I got to read here, y'all leave me alone. I thank God for his guidance during this time of uncertainty. I'd like to thank the NCAA for its approval of the waiver allowing me to be eligible to play football this fall. Also want to thank all those who supported and encouraged my family and me during this process. While my case was pending before the NCAA, my family and I did not feel that it was appropriate to publicly speak about the circumstances leading to my transfer. In my silence, people began to speculate, and the story took on a life of its own. Now that this matter is concluded, I would like to clarify some facts. I have no regrets about my time at UGA and have no hard feelings for the school or football program. My overall experience at UGA was fully consistent with UGA's commitment to diversity and inclusion. My sister is a softball player at UGA, and I am still close friends with many of my UGA teammates. Part of me will always be a Georgia Bulldog fan. I will not be speaking about my transfer again. Instead, I will focus all my attention on getting to work in the classroom and on the field and doing whatever else I can do to help my teammates as we prepare for the 2019 season. End of statement. How many guesses do you need?
None.
I didn't think so. Justin Fields. That was released. We got that from Connor Riley, his story, and it was posted yesterday. Thoughts?
Jacob Eason should have had a lawyer.
Explain.
Because Justin Fields had a lawyer.
Okay, but you're talking about the audience.
Because the NCAA don't want to take it.
So you don't feel like this should have happened.
According to the rule, it wasn't supposed to happen. Okay. According to the rule, it wasn't supposed to happen. You know, and people say, and yesterday you said, well, when coaches leave, guys, there's no coach that left. Think about this transfer portal this year. There's transfers from Georgia, transfer from Clemson, transfer from Alabama. Coach still there. So it's not about coaches leaving and guys wanting to leave. And that's why I say get ready to hear this all over again after the end of spring practice.
There is a coach that's gone at Ohio State.
I didn't mention Ohio State.
Okay,
I mentioned those three.
But there's coaches that are gone that he still went in there. He went in the living rooms with some kids and said, I'm going to be here.
These other three I've talked about, that's not the case. Okay, it's definitely not the case with Justin Fields.
No, not at all.
So I'm just saying, you get your lawyer. If you want to transfer and don't want to sit out the year, lawyer up, and apparently the NCAA will let you do what you want to do. That's what it said. That's what it says to me.
To me, it says like they're trying to – before the rule is going to be officially changed, information has been given to everybody over the last – I don't know how long this has been going on with coaches running in, be it something of transgression or – get fired or whatever the reason, they can move on and the next year they can go coach. And this has been just like nails on a chalkboard to college fans, football fans, where a coach can get up and leave or be pushed out and coach the next year and a kid had to sit out. So because that's in place, I think that has irked, you know, college football fans for a while.
But this got nothing to do with him.
No, I'm saying to you, this move is the beginning of what I would imagine would be a total change away from what was in place and allow, listen, if you want to transfer, go through some kind of process, but you're not going to sit out a whole year.
Well, I think you see that when you see a place like probably is happening a few blocks away from us, where you had certain players recruited to play a certain style of football, and now that the new coaching staff has come in, I'm mentioning Georgia Tech, I could see some of those guys saying, hey, I want to go and play elsewhere because where I can. But the thing about it is, where else do they run that offense? Okay, I'm talking about the linemen and whatnot. I could see those guys wanting to do that, and I haven't heard any stories about Overtech, about anybody, you know, wanting to leave. So I'm not basing that totally on anything that I've heard, but I'm saying a situation where a coach has left that had a certain scheme, that recruited a certain type player, that now another coach is coming in and says, we're going to run a different type scheme.
Yeah, but
and
you know
these
what?
Guys aren't a fit for that. And so maybe that's one situation where you could do that. I can understand that. I can understand that happening. To me,
want to play that kind of system? Yes. But as if they can't play any other kind, that way I would have a problem with believing. You could
really?
Play. Yeah, I can. That, you just didn't come out of high school playing triple option than everybody that goes to Georgia Tech. So they are learning how to play triple option, going, you know, being there with Paul Johnson all these years. So I don't think that everybody who came into that program was versed in it. I think they had to learn it because not many people run it. But I think the switch over to something more basic, or, you know, it's not going to be as tough for – I don't think it'll be as tough as you think it is for these guys to make that transition. As we have regularly talked about, they just want to get on the field. However it gets me on the field. I just want to play.
I think, guys, if you're well-suited to run that, and Kennesaw State runs it, and Georgia Southern runs it, then, you know, well, you want to go and play one of those places. Unless you've gone to the school for the right reason, because they have a major that you want to go to and you want an engineering degree.
Well,
they'll be going to a school for the right reason. You're supposed to be a student athlete.
No, don't start that.
Why are you saying no? That's true.
Because you're not going there.
Why would you do that? Some do. Some do.
Your arguments, you're losing your argument.
No,
when
I'm
you
not.
Say you go from one to the other. Some,
no.
not, I'm telling you,
some,
top
some
blue chip football players ain't going to go specifically to get a degree in whatever you want. They're going to play football. That has been well documented. We've heard college players who are now out of college all talk about that. Yes, there are some who do go for that. But when you're talking about blue chip players at some of these big programs.
Well, they haven't had that many of them over on North Avenue lately.
So I'm
sure. You're saying.
Get Calvin Johnson on the phone. Ask him what his main focus was when he went to UGA.
Calvin Johnson didn't go to UGA.
Georgia Tech.
He was there before Paul Johnson. They were throwing the football.
We talking about college overall.
I'm just saying.
I know you're just saying. I love you anyway.
You know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.